Yes, we're swimming in a news stream, the impeachment trial, but a person has to eat, so we're taking a moment to consider fish with our resident chef, Kathy Gunst. In some parts of the country, when they can't get fresh caught, people are wary of fish in winter, and Kathy says you shouldn't be. Winter fish are a thing.
There's absolutely all kinds of fish that are special in the winter, but there's more to it than that. I talked to Barton Seaver, who I call a seafood evangelist. Mm-hmm. This man has written many books on seafood. And I said to him, so Barton, tell me about winter fish. And he talked about the East Coast. There's harbor pollock. There's skate. There's monkfish, scallops, smelts. On the West Coast, that beautiful sweet Dungeness crab and Pacific rockfish. And he went on. But then he kind of blew my mind. He said, let's talk about frozen seafood. And I'm like, wait, you're what? Like the seafood guru and you want to talk about frozen seafood? So he told me that there have been enormous technological advances in freezing seafood. And the perception has completely changed about what frozen means. We're not talking fish sticks here.
Right.
I grew up with those.
Every Friday.
Fishermen and women are now investing in equipment to have at sea. They're freezing at lower temperatures, so there's no frosty coating on it. Their processing and freezing technology has just come a long, long way. It's lower costs, lower waste, and cheaper to transport. So I thought that was super interesting. He also talked about smoked fish. Think of smoked salmon, all the wonderful smoked trout you can find. But I thought, oh, that's such a good idea to use smoked fish in the winter. So I created a soup. This is a Scottish-style smoked haddock and leek chowder. And what you do, I love this recipe, because you take a smoked haddock fillet, which you often can find in the freezer section of a good fish store, and you put it in some milk with a bay leaf and an onion and some peppercorns, and you let it simmer. And what happens is that the smoky haddock infuses the milk. Then you strain that milk and use it as the basis of the chowder. It's a wonderful, wintry, comforty chowder.
I can attest. By the way, do we smoke our own fish, or do you not recommend that?
No. I mean, if you have a smoker at home, you could smoke fish quite easily, particularly an oily fish where there's going to be a little bit of fat and oil so that it'll smoke and not dry out.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, you say frozen fish. So what are we thinking about there?
Well, so that also kind of blew my mind. Like, really? This guy's talking about frozen fish. So I went to my local seafood store, and there, lo and behold, was some beautiful red snapper fillets in the freezer section. And I thought, is this going to be good? Like, really? And it was incredibly fresh. Tasted like it had been caught yesterday. Snapper's a wild-caught American fish. It's sustainably managed. I lightly dredged it in flour with salt and pepper, and then I heated some olive oil and butter really hot and sautéed the fish, flipped it over, added some capers and blood orange juice. Mm. Blood orange is in season all winter long. They're those beautiful maroon-fleshed and super sweet oranges. You could use a regular orange as well. And then a little bit of capers and brown butter. And honestly, Robin, 10 minutes.
Okay.
Would you ever know that that was frozen?
No, it's delicious.
Okay. But
the tinned fish.
Yes. I wanted to focus on anchovies, which I am passionate about. Very oily fish, rich in omega-3 fatty acids, found all over the Mediterranean. To me, this is the best canned food in the whole world. It's salty. It's aggressive. And what I did, I went to a restaurant in South Boston called Fox and the Knife, and they had a salad called Broccoli Caesar. And it was so delicious, I thought, I'm going to try to recreate it. They grilled it, but what I did was I took a cast iron skillet, put some olive oil in, let it get searingly hot, thinly sliced my broccoli so you can see those beautiful brown marks on it. Let it get almost tender. And then you make a very quick sauce in a blender with miso, anchovies, anchovy oil, and lemon juice. And crisscross some anchovy fillets on top. Boy, this will wake up any winter palate, any winter cooking. You've got the beautiful green broccoli and then this pow of flavor.
This is almost too much flavor. I mean, it's,
for you.
I mean, I'm loving it, but it's...
It's a wake up.
Yeah.
It is. Anchovies are assertive. I'm telling you, there's no way around it. But you can cut back on them a little bit too. But I can't get enough of them on pizza. I put them in Caesar salads. I throw them into sauces.
Is there, you know, for people who think they can't do anchovies, is there a way they're maybe doing them wrong?
Well, it's just for some people, they call it too fishy. I say don't even think about it that way. It's almost its own food group. That's how much I love them.
Mm-mm-mm. Any other suggestions? Again, winter fish or fish in the winter?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you've got to look and ask what's local. South Carolinas are bringing in porgy. Mackerel comes out of the Gulf of Mexico. Mullet in the south. And then on the East Coast in the winter, I look for those little smelts. Saute those. Coat them in a little cornmeal. Simple, simple winter cooking.
Okay. We have been talking winter fish with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Guntz. And again, we'll have all of these recipes at hereandnow.org. They are amazing. Kathy, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.